Dr. Of the Train, your boy DJ SJ614.
What's good, everybody?
What's good,
everybody?
The New York Dolls!
Aye, aye, aye.
We love it, we love it, we love it. All right, y'all, we are here for the second to last episode of this season.
This is the second to last
episode of this season. The actual last episode. Episode will only be available to our subscribers.
Ooh,
so if you have not subscribed to the New York Dose yet, you know, via the little link or whatever I have you on, like Anchor Podcast and stuff, please do that. And then you will get the official last episode. But this is the second to last. So we're gonna go through our format or whatever like that. But on the next episode, the actual last one, we're gonna go through all the chisme of what's coming up in season six.
The
gossip. Hot takes and, you know, just like different things like that. So we're going to give all of that information to y'all as well as discuss some things in real time in the next episode. So get ready for that. But for now, let's get into the old.
And you're so annoying. You were recording.
Yes.
Sorry, y'all, for the chewing. Yeah. I thought he was not recording.
No, and that brings me to Gemini.
Gemini's.
Right.
That entire motherfucking part. So yeah, all right, let's jump into it. Adeloso, you're gonna take it away.
Yeah, we'll travel deeper into this chapter of how to handbooks later, but in typical New York Dose fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the spirituality, and the idioticy of our show. So
you
our
know
first
what's so
segment
funny? Sorry.
Is what?
Now that we're at the second to last episode, you know, this entire time
yes.
you've been saying idioticy
yes.
is just idiocy. Yes.
I did know that, and I feel like a bad friend.
Oh, wow. Y'all fake as fuck. And you just been, you see that Gemini evil.
Because you see, the thing is, by the
and
time.
It's funny that he already knew.
By the time.
He already knew. He was like, yes.
By the time we get to the end of the episode, I don't forgot. I don't want to correct you like right then when you saying it, because
right.
it's just like, damn.
Or how about maybe the first time I said it, you guys could have waited until the last episode. Like,
I forgot.
Sorry, awkward. Ooh.
Yeah, I know what I'm trying to say.
We know.
Yeah,
we know.
right, but yeah, let's
so
continue.
Let's jump into our first segment, which is Empire State of Mind.
Yes.
This is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we'll be examining our highs since we last met, because y'all know we love mm-hmm. to get high.
Period.
Mm-hmm. As well as our lows, because if we could get high together, we could get low together. There is always strength in numbers, y'all.
Material girl.
Who we got first?
Well, let's take it off with you.
Okay, let's put down the sandwich.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Put down the snacks.
All right, who's doing me?
Hey. You want to take it away too?
Yeah, Willie. All right, so, Addie.
What it do too?
Fuck a guan.
Guan, me you.
Yes. So,
crying.
How are you? How is your overall mood right now?
My overall mood right now, I'm a little bit hungry. Mm. I didn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still good. We're still active. We're still moving. We're still up and alive. And I feel very blessed always.
I love that.
And grateful.
All right. So what are your highs since the last time we met? It's been like 2 months.
Since the last time we've met, it is...
No cameras, please.
Wait, when's the last time I saw you was
It's been a minute.
You said the episode of Guilty...
Guilty Pleasures.
Yes, Guilty
so,
Pleasures. So
whenever that was.
I feel like since then till now, wow, the high has been so many.
Yeah.
Thank God. But mostly just getting a little bit more steady, like something coming in.
Facts.
So that is looking up and just like being around... I've been introduced to a lot of more creative people here in New York City. And it's just amazing, like, just being around them and, like, seeing, like, where they're up to and, like, how we can all join forces and, like, create things. So that's been my highs lately, just working with these creatives and, like, meeting them and, like, seeing how we can work together.
Building community type shit.
Building,
yes.
I feel that. So what energized you and made you feel upbeat?
Ooh, this week, right?
Yeah.
What energizing, made me feel upbeat. Oh yeah, getting that close to that confirmation of like, yeah, we want you for that gig, for that job. So I think that is like, cause that's been so stressful this summer, just trying to find consistent work. Y'all know y'all been hearing the episodes and just trying to like keep it all together. So yeah. I think that has been a little stress reliever for sure and energized me. Facts. Took that little weight off.
Yes, the weight.
I feel like. So who put a smile on your face, Shawty?
Who put a smile on my face?
Put a smile on your face.
I've been putting a smile on my face.
Talk that shit.
You know, yes. I've been going on little dates with myself. Yes. Nothing too crazy, you know, just like mad walks, like by the water. Why wasn't LIC acting like I lived there? Like, deadass. Like,
I was everywhere like, acting like I lived there, so.
No, like, I deadass went into, like, a complex and, like...
You better live out this fantasy.
I sat in
fantasy.
The, like, water. I mean, it was kind of, it was half public, half not, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It, but, you know, LIC, the...
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Yes, I do.
Manifest that.
It was just amazing, like just sitting by the water for hours, and like I went to go have like, you know, gelato, like a little scoop of gelato. Gelato's just walking around, like life is great.
I like a different type of gelato, but gelato's nice.
What kind of gelato you like?
Yeah, I'm like
weed. You're talking about weed.
Oh, gelato. Oh, okay. Oh. I was like, wait, what's that?
I know. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this pussy gelato?
Hey, yo.
No, why was I thinking? No, let me stop.
Come on, guys.
Because you know, there's a coconut gelato, and I was thinking something that resembles to that. But
this just took a turn.
I know. Yeah,
it sure did.
You know, we nasty.
Hello.
I don't know anything.
A little bit. But yeah, gelato is the wave, y'all.
It is.
And for dairy, like people who. Suffer from dairy, like it's a way.
Lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Lactose
intolerant. Suffer from dairy.
I'm like, this.
If you are suffering from dairy.
I mean, yeah.
It's definitely a key phrase here.
Yeah, my bathroom.
Listen, I don't appreciate since the beginning. Like, yeah, I'm coming. My ancestors don't appreciate you coming for my speech.
I'm coming for all the English today. I'm coming for all the English.
My ancestors don't appreciate.
I have let this slide for an entire season.
My ancestors.
You know?
Yo.
I am coming for all the English today. Bro. Period.
I'm crying. All right. So, have you had any lows this week?
Yes, my stomach's been crazy. My gut health, I need to really, like, prioritize it.
Ginger.
I don't know if it's something, like, with my appendix or something. I'm going to have to look into it. But I've been having weird feelings in there, and I always, like, listen to your body, y'all. Don't wait too long. So this week, I am going to the doctor, actually have an appointment just to make sure things is good, because I just, like, I've been eating, like, once a day, like, snacking here and there, and that's usually not like me, but it's because one, I don't feel as hungry, or like I'll get super hungry at some point, like right now, but then this is what I will probably eat like for the rest.
Oh, wow.
I feel that.
And it's been like that for like 4 days now, so I'm like, something's weird. So that's been a low, because I'm just like, no, you know.
Well,
you
don't
know.
Worry. You know.
But thank God it's not so intense. Yeah. But and I'm like, I have to catch it now, whatever it is.
That period.
Or maybe it's just the stress, too. Maybe it's stress.
Hey, stress does a lot. Stress does a lot more than people know, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to that eating shit, because when I'm, like, super stressed out, I do not be eating.
And sometimes, like, I don't even be knowing when I'm so stressed, and it's, like, when I'm eating like this, that's when I know, like, it's, like, weird. Something's weird.
Facts. Well, I hope that gets resolved.
Yes, thank you. It will.
Yeah. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week, you know, besides your stomach being an op?
No, but I just feel like people on the train are so fucking selfish. Like on the walking, on the way over here, there was this really old lady, on the train. This girl has like her gym bag with like her tennis inside, like literally took up two seats And the old lady's coming in.
Oh, she had it spread this
yes,
way.
And I'm looking at her. I'm looking at the old lady. I'm like, I get up to give her my seat, but I'm just like staring her down like the rest of the ride. Like, and she's putting on perfume and makeup.
I'm
and
Cole
I'm
Ryan.
Like,
go off, girl. Like, go off, slay queen.
No, she ain't
fucking
from here.
Fucking rude ass.
She ain't from here.
I just wanted to say that. She got me fucking tight.
It was one of the gentrifiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, they so really be coming up in here doing
what
they want.
How have you been coping with the bullshit?
Coping with the bullshit. You know, still doing my little, my baby girl Mary is always by my side. I haven't been indulging as much. You know, I had an eighth that lasted me. Is about to be a week and 2 days, and I have a little nug left. And I'm very proud of myself because that's a long time.
That's commendable.
I've been doing little mini joints.
I smoke an eighth in a night.
I've done that before too, but
it's bad, man.
I mean,
I guess we'll talk about that when we get to
what
you.
What is bad exactly?
I mean, like, I don't really think it's bad because I drink less now, so it's like,
I'd rather
balance.
If I had to
Balenciaga.
Choose,
Balenciaga,
you look at these Alice. These big Frida Allen.
Period.
But been coping like that, and of course my praying, my book,
Are you writing a book?
No, I have a book with a bunch of prayers that I
and
just like.
Addie was writing a fucking book.
No, I mean
maybe
one
soon
day.
Come.
One day. Yes. One day. Yeah.
The tell all.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, my book, my prayer and meditation book. I love that. Love that. And yeah, that's how I've been coping.
Word. So how would you define the biggest challenge that you're facing in life right now?
The biggest challenge. I wouldn't say I have something that's so big right now. Besides just, I feel like things are just moving. The puzzle, the pieces are moving.
You know why?
So I don't.
Cause you that nigga, Addie.
Period.
That's why.
Periana. So the pieces are moving, and I don't see the big challenge anymore. I'm trying not to look at challenges. I'm
you
trying
said,
to just look
I am
at
the big challenge. Fuck you mean?
Yes.
Cause right. What?
So now we finna hop on the express train real quick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If all your problems is wiped away, you know what I'm saying? Everything is how it should be. Then how do you feel? How much fun are you having?
I feel like an owl in the night.
At home, at peace, yes. In your element.
Just hooting on the branch. Mm-hmm. Sitting, not even flying. Because, you know, they don't fly
just
too much.
They don't fly too much.
They're just chilling on that branch. I don't know where that came from, but that's just what came in my mind.
I feel like, hey, man, listen, we sitting chilling, nigga,
we
in our element.
Sitting chilling, and everybody's vibing.
Everybody vibing.
Yeah.
And what difference are you making in the world, if any?
Always hope that I'm making the biggest difference, if not to everyone, at least to one. So, positive.
One is better than none.
Spreading that love. Just spreading that love.
Spread
the
love.
Brooklyn way.
I'm from Queens.
I mean, yeah, I'm not from Brooklyn, but you know, you gotta just.
Imposters.
You gotta give them the props for that slogan.
Just because you from Brownsville, they get on.
Never ran, never will.
From the Ville.
All right, who next?
Who's next?
I'm crying.
I'll do you.
Period.
I'll do two.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Two. How is your overall mood right now?
I'm feeling fucking great. I woke up a little tired. You know what I'm saying? Niggas off like 4 hours of sleep and shit. Had a long work night. But we here.
I appreciate we you here. Being here.
You know what?
Show up. Highs from the last time we met.
I've been getting high a lot. But nah, man, I just been really taking a lot of time to myself, granting myself a lot of solitude to get my mind right and shit. So that's just been a high in itself because I feel like I'm breaking past a lot of barriers within my mind and my spirit and shit, and just getting myself together and getting myself ready to actually tackle the shit that I give a fuck about.
That part.
Which I was just going to say from looking at all your stories.
Yeah, I got like this fire
right
now. I
feel like you've had lots of revelations too.
Yeah.
So I'm happy.
Because I'm just
like,
lots of revelations.
I know, but I just. don't be a hater.
I'm not hating at all. I am not hating at all.
No, I'm just saying like. like, because I just be like, yes. Like, yes. I'd be liking that shit.
That's funny he says that, though, because I really am always having. I thought about this shit this week, too. I was like, damn, bro. Like, in my brain, it's really always something happening. Like,
transforming.
Always. Yep. Consistently. Like, that's every day, every second, like, there's something going down in my brain.
Yep.
Constantly changing, like, as the day goes on. And it's fucking crazy. But outside of that, yes. I got to see my family that I haven't seen in a minute. Like, my aunt, my cousin and shit, my uncle down in Atlanta. Okay. And it was a cool, like, full circle moment, because the house that we was at is actually my aunt's, her mom's house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was the house that her and my uncle got married at. Aww. So that was, like, cute. A cool. I hadn't been there since I was 6 or some shit like that.
That's crazy.
So that was cool.
You got, like, some nostalgic flashbacks. Yeah. I love those.
Put my feet in
when
the grass
good,
and
right?
shit.
When they're good.
Yeah, word. Because they can be weird.
Yeah, they can be a little crazy, but. Yeah.
Were you from, Chuckalisa? Where you from?
Huh?
You from Chuckalisa?
Chuckalisa.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
That's isn't in Mississippi. That's, no, where, nigga. That's where all the niggas in P-Valley is from. Where you from?
Why the fuck? What the fuck? Bro. First off, you know where the fuck I'm from. Second off, like what, bro? I'm why like, are you asking what? Me about Chuck Mississippi? Lisa. We talking about Atlanta, nigga. Yeah. I was in Atlanta. I put my feet in the grass, nigga. I was out there sparring and shit.
I want to go to ETL.
Handstands and all that. So it was a good time. Oh. Yes. I got a promotion.
Hey.
Period.
Yeah.
Ooh, whoa.
That was a good thing. That was
yes.
a great thing.
That's good. Yes.
And I made like $900 in tips last week.
Hello.
Artist merch.
Yo. Yes. Work that.
Okay.
Hey, man. These niggas gonna give me the bread. You
Word. Does that coincide with Who Made You Smile? That Benji?
Benji, yeah, nah. Benji definitely been making me smile, you know what I'm saying? Spoke to my brother Breeze. He's in London right now.
Your twin, you mean? Your brother twin?
No. Oh, not him. Okay. I mean, like, my brother from another mother type shit. My boy Breeze, he's out in London right now and shit. Hadn't spoke to him in a minute, so it was good to talk to him, see his face. Called my grandma the other day. And it was funny because we was like both thinking about each other the whole day.
Aww.
She was like, oh, I was thinking about you. I was like, I was thinking about you too, so aww. I had to call you. She was like, I want to see you. I was like, I want to see you too, Grandma.
Why am I about to tear?
I know, right? Me too.
Because she's just.
She's so sweet. Sweetest old lady.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been a lot of that. You know, I just been kicking it with friends, laughter and shit, making light of situations.
Love it. Love that for you. Any lows from the last time we met?
Oh, man, fuck. All right, so, I mean, me and this person are good now, but I, like, almost fell out with a homie about something, like, really stupid.
Mm.
So that, like, took a toll on me for probably about 3 days a couple weeks ago. And it was just, like, really mentally heavy. I was like, man, fuck. Like, I'm not even trying to be no type of way. I'm just really trying to communicate myself, and it's getting taken, like,
To the left side.
It's taking the extreme left turn, you know what I'm saying? And so I had I had like a little moment of like, you know, this is why I don't express myself to people and da da da.
Oh, you had one of those.
Yeah, but I always have a moment like that when shit like that happens, because when I do express myself, I have like gotten a lot of backlash in life and shit.
Mm-hmm.
When I express like my truth.
Right.
And stuff. So like it does make me kind of shy away from doing that, but I ain't no bitch. So
that
like,
part.
And I'm also just, I'd rather have it off of my chest than to be thinking about it all the time. So
yep.
There's that. And then this lightning cloud ceiling that I'm working on. And the reason why my ceiling looks like shit right now is because, so I had all the pieces and I put it all up. But when I put all this shit on my ceiling, I put the lights up and everything. And I was about to, the last piece was to put the actual clouds on the ceiling.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to test the lights first, right? So I took like 2 hours putting all this shit all over my ceiling, the fucking lights don't work.
Oh no.
Bruh, I cried.
No, I would cry too out of
frustration. I kid you not, I cried, bro.
Y'all are wild.
Bro.
No.
I get it.
Cause I was drinking a little bit, and then that shit happened, and I was like, I knew how long I took to do it, bro. And it wasn't even the fact that the lightning cloud ceiling wasn't working, it was just like, how I took that one thought and translated it to everything else in my life,
yeah.
That shit, like, broke me down. I was like, I'm doing everything for nothing. And I sat there, rolled my spliff, and I just cried. That shit was hilarious. I woke up the next day and I was like, you're dramatic as fuck. Like,
maybe a little, but.
No, but you know, but it's so funny because, like, that's how them lessons really be coming through. When you got that third eye open, the lessons be coming through in
that
the
shit hit me crazy,
simplest way.
Bro.
You could be looking at a pond of water and just look at the way that shit ripple and be like, oh my God, this is my past, like present, that. And future.
And
like,
yo, and my life is like that all the time.
Exactly.
I look at everything like that.
Yep.
That's emotionally heavy a little sometimes. No, I feel it too. Like, I feel that shit too, but
it's a lot.
It's not for the weak. People be trying to call us dramatic, but it's just don't it's laugh. All right. That brought you sat. Yester Lowe's.
Yeah, wrongs. We in the wrongs.
The wrongs. Now. Okay, we in the wrongs. Any wrongs done to you this week, and how have you been coping?
It's not really like a super direct wrong. It's just something that I notice about like people with wealth. Cause last night we had like some Brazil party, Danny Tenaglia, and all of this shit. Danny. So you know the type of crowd that comes with them. And you know most of the time, like, all these niggas got money and shit, but most of the time they cool. Yeah. But like every now and again, you got like the handful of snobby motherfuckers, right. You know what I'm saying, that try to treat you like you not shit because you behind a counter and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't fuck with shit like that. Like, y'all know me. Y'all know my personality. Like, I ain't going for none of that looking down on me shit. Yeah. Like, I'll beat you up and rob you for everything you got. Like, for real. Just to prove a point, too. Right. Not even that I need it. Like, I just want to show you that it could happen to you, too.
It's the violence for me.
It's always violence for me. Y'all know me well by now. I'm always going to choose violence. What?
No, he's just kidding, guys. I'm not. But yes, what happened?
Yes, we'll say I'm kidding. But yeah, that was it. You know, just a couple snobs last night.
Mm.
That's it. Outside of that, though, ain't nobody been pushing them buttons.
The snobs. How have you been coping?
I ain't really coping with shit, honestly. I kind of just, you know, I do the same things that I always do, but it ain't for coping reasons. I like to be high. I like to have drinks with friends. But everything began faced head on, honestly. So I ain't really coping with shit because I'm kind of just tired now of whatever the fuck comes, right. Gonna come, bro. Like, I'm here regardless.
Okay. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
I wouldn't say it's really a challenge, just something to be mindful of, but like I finally feel like I've hit this state of consistency as far as like financial stability goes and shit. So I'm just keeping mindful of that and mindful of how to like maintain it and shit, making sure I'm not spending too much bread here. Like, even though I smoke a lot of weed, like I ain't gotta go to this one spot and buy this eighth for this high price all the time. I could go over here. Do some shit for cheaper. You feel me?
So stretch that bitch out. Yeah, like fully adulting.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, you have your own spot, you know? Doing it up.
It gotta happen at some point, you know?
Right. Okay, miracle question. If everything were to be wiped away, how do you feel? How much fun you're having? What difference you're making?
I feel probably like I feel now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I could do anything. I just actually don't have the funds to, but if I did and all that was out the window, then yeah, I would feel amazing. I would be having the most fun. I would be doing a lot of creative shit. I would be taking a lot of trips. Yes. I would be seeing a lot of people.
Period.
So yeah, love that. It would be lit. It would be lit as fuck.
Ay. All right, you want to do D?
No,
blow my nose.
Okay, I don't.
Come on, do me. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy.
All right, DJ SJ 614.
Yes.
How is your overall mood right now, my brother?
My overall mood right now is, you know, fantastic. I feel great. Oh, excuse me. Hold on. Can you record me the same way I recorded you? Thank you.
I'm just so fucking ill. I just must say, in all honesty.
Why?
I'm very glad that you didn't say whelm.
Yeah, there we go. You see?
Second to last episode and we making changes.
That's right. We are making changes. But yeah, you know, I feel fantastic. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what's your high since the last time we met?
My high is I look the fuck good. Okay, you know, shit. I just cannot even stop staring at myself in the reflection right now. Hello. You know, I've been on a strict, you know, regimen of no drinking. Accidentally, I also have not been smoking, but that's just a holistic two thing.
Well,
that part too. There we go. Also, let me see. What have I been or not been doing? Oh, I've been going to the gym very consistently.
Working on my fitness.
I have not worked out in like a month.
And I've been working out for the last month. I did have to sacrifice. Deadass. I did have to sacrifice, you know, the little bit of sleep that I do try to get here and there, but it's all right. Sacrifices must be made, you know? So there's that. And what else has me on a high? Oh, I got a sexy-ass photo sent to me by one of my heteros this morning. I just love when
let
they just no.
You said about one of your heteros?
Yeah.
Let me record.
What, this part?
Yeah.
No, don't be trying to incriminate me and my heteros.
No, let me record the next part.
Oh, okay. But no, you have to do all the stuff because I gotta set it up. Use your phone.
They sent you in your message. Let me see.
Excuse you, feed. but yeah, so that was great. I just love that because you know I like when they feel just very comfortable and very you know just like open to just. You know, sun shit. You know, it didn't.
I already know who it is.
You don't know anything.
I already know.
No, because this was a different person. This was a brand new person out of nowhere. Oh. They were just feeling it this morning, and I was very happy to receive. So, yeah, that.
I never feel like that.
Really? Like feeling like sending or feeling like receiving?
I haven't taken a sexy.
At least I don't be feeling like sending to niggas.
And if I do feel like sending to a shorty,
like I still won't.
It's the wave. It's you know what it is? Because, like, wow. It's more for yourself when you send it. It's like, damn, I know. Because I could tell even in that photo, I was like, all right, he know he looking good right now. So he sent it to me. You know, I was going to say that he looking good.
He
so
wants a little boost.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I take it to begin with.
Exactly.
It just stops.
In the phone? Damn. No, you got to get those out. I mean, you don't have to, but you should get those out. I'll give you some compliments if you want. My phone is always open to receive. but yeah, so yeah, those are my highs. Oh, I guess, I don't know when's the last time.
That falls under like what, Energize?
Yeah, Energize Me, Fill Up B, definitely.
Energized you.
Absolutely. I'm like fucking Popeye with these nudes out here. Like, give me strength. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, who made you smile?
That person.
Yeah. I was waiting on it.
That person made me smile. Oh, also, Hassan made me smile.
We cannot end the season without mentioning Hassan. You're a hater. That sounds like some hater shit.
I'm not going to lie. That did sound like some hater shit. You're a hater.
He's a fiend. Which one?
It is not every episode.
Maybe it's a little both, and we all crazy.
Not every episode.
I'm not hating. I'm just observing.
Hassan, you are the light of his life.
Period.
You are the light of his life.
But yeah. He made me smile. We got to see each other last night and this morning and whatever. That was cool. Very briefly. Let me see what else. You know, Prince Bay. Has been making me smile very consistently.
Prince Bay's still around.
Prince Bay is still around. Yeah, Prince Bay and I, right? Prince Bay and I have been doing,
you're doing good, Prince Bay.
Yeah. We've been doing a consistent thing since February 27th, as called out.
Exact date.
Yes. Also, I love it.
It's the 27th, too. It's your anniversary.
No, it's the 28th. Oh. Yeah, but yesterday.
You tried
was.
To be cute.
Right. That part. Right. So there's that. Let me see. I don't know. Everybody's been making me smile. I always make myself smile too.
Everybody's been making me smile.
Hello. That part.
All right. So have you had any lows since the last time we've seen each other or this week, you know?
The low that I am currently facing, let me see, goes back to Artemis because Artemis is still around, even though I also still have Hecate, but Artemis is still incurring some problems. So now in my head, I'm just like, why am I paying for two cars? And only one is actually operational. So that's getting on my nerves right now. But he's, you know, he's slowly but surely getting it together. Another low is I'm just getting smacked left and right with bills. Like, them shits is crazy. The city trying to make me pay them money. And, yeah, it's just a lot happening with just, like, taking away from my pockets. Don't like it. No me gusta.
No me gusta.
No me gusta.
I feel that. It's been a lot of bread spinning.
Honestly. Yeah.
But have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
Well, technically, yeah, but it's getting rectified, as y'all were talking earlier. But, yeah, you know, one of my places of employment. So, actually, funny enough, both of my main places of employment come, well, okay. My main place of employment switched their schedule around on me completely. So I no longer work from 10 to 10. I now work from 8 to 8 during the week. And that...
Yeah.
Yep. Right, and that is... that was a blow for me because, you know, I still be trying to have my social life and get in my festivities mm-hmm. where they could fit in. So that 10 p.m. was always perfect because it's like I could do cute shit, you know what I mean? And then go in for 10 p.m. That 8 p.m. shit... is killing me.
That's like when everything starts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that shit is killing me. But it's real cute getting out in the morning at 8 a.m. Yeah. And I have, you know, extra time allotted in the morning to, you know, like do my little witchy rituals and things like that. But like in the evening, that shit is a blow. With that being said, my other place of employment, they're about to announce that that we have like a new room opening up. Basically like a new kind of like club within the club in the club that will now go or end at 8 a.m. So for me as a closing manager, that means that like I'm not getting out of there until 10 a.m. and getting home at like around 11 a.m. So that just felt like a wrong because I felt like no one like thought about me like during this process. Like dead ass, all I saw was a schedule for next week with like everything already plugged in. And I was like, whoa, so... Well, you already know how I do. Yeah. So I instantly sent out.
Contact me. So.
Right, I instantly sent out an email. Right. Yeah, instantly sent out an email. And right now, my general manager is discussing things with me about it. So, and it's, you know, going in a favorable direction.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure they will go because they learned from the last time.
You bringing up HR. What it is. You bringing up HR just reminded me of some shit that happened to me. I did have a wrong done to me.
Uh-oh, what happened? Uh-oh. Ooh.
So I told y'all niggas that these niggas promoted me, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, you
so
told
they
me
boosted
this.
So they boosted my pay $2, right?
Mm-hmm.
But since they promoted me, like, up till now, they just changed my shit. That. They never switched it from the last rate.
I heard about that.
So they had to send me all the back pay this week.
Yeah, yes.
From the 27th.
That happened to another person, too, there.
I was like, yo, what? And I only know because fucking London, Kenzie, he checked ADP.
Wow.
I was like, bro, I would have never knew because I don't check ADP.
Yeah, you got 80.
Yeah, you got to be on that
now
shit.
I gotta, now
I'm
I got
to be on
my shit,
bro. I'm glad you got
that
shit
bro.
Back, though.
Yeah, nah, 100%.
They
them
be,
niggas,
they be
got
try-
money,
I'm
bro.
I'm saying, they be trying it.
Especially that club.
That's
that
why
club
I love,
got,
like, that, you know, fight
nah,
back.
I'll be on their ass.
Fight back to any little thing, fucking fight that shit because they be trying it. And don't be feeling bad. Don't be feeling guilty. That's something I wish I would have learned in my early 20s. When I was slaving away at Saks Fifth Avenue. I don't give a fuck. I'm putting them on blast. Fucking racist.
The passion.
Fucking, yo, I went, because it's like, these people be trying to act like they don't got money or like, oh no, it's the, or like try to brainwash or like try to fucking mentally fuck you thinking like, okay, maybe they don't or maybe they, no, they fucking do.
It's there.
They just want to fucking try to drip you.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep as much as they can.
Yep.
Not honorable.
No me gusta.
But have you been
cooking? Not on my watch.
Exactly.
Nah, honestly, I'm getting all my bread out y'all niggas.
No, hello. Hello.
So how you been coping, my brother? If you've been coping.
Well, I've been coping with those wrongs by communicating, by you know, just like Actually, I'm just going to leave it at communication. I've been communicating with all parties that I've needed to communicate with, including the spirits, the ancestors, the universe, and the other deities that I believe in. The witchy rituals have been very consistent, very fierce, very strong. My room feels like a gateway to the other side. And, the practice is practicing.
The practice is practicing.
You know, I love all that and I believe in all that, but I don't like the name witchy. Because I feel like, or
it's
witch,
white.
Like, I just feel like, yeah, it's I just really think of the white. Salem witch trials, like back witch in the day. White. Like, and all those things, like, the just, I guess it has a negative.
Right, exactly.
So I'm just like, I don't like for people to, like, take it as that because it's so much bigger than what you think and you, the Salem witch trials.
I mean,
and all
people's,
that shit.
People's
like,
connotations is not your problem.
No, yeah, I know. But then I feel like it affects my view of it, too.
True.
Well, yeah. But that's if you let it. And I feel like the true. More that you... That
I was about to say, like, y'all are very different people as far as y'all mind mm-hmm. goes.
Yeah.
So, like, he gonna still say that shit.
Oh, for sure.
No. I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying don't say it. Like, whatever. I wish that there
that
was,
the connotation yes, wasn't there, wasn't period, there. From yeah, the yeah, start. Yeah. But history, you take man. That, you take that back by, you know, like, rewatching it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you reclaim it as, you know, your own, you know? So yeah. It's like...
True.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Girls.
You're a witch!
Burn him at the stake. How would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
The biggest challenge that I am facing right now is, I don't think I'm facing a big challenge right now.
I am the challenge.
There we go.
I am the challenge.
That part, yeah. I'm pretty Gucci. TBH.
The biggest challenge you're facing right now is that, y'all, he's wearing a hoodie and it's hot as fuck in here.
Well, but you know what? I'm chilling now.
He's wearing a hoodie with chancletas.
I'm smooth sailing.
It look crazy.
It's a cute ass outfit, but I'm like, you're not dumb hot.
I'm hot looking at you. I know I look the fuck good. Thank you.
So now we're going to get into... the miracle question.
Yes.
If all your issues are wiped away, you know what I'm saying? Ain't shit wrong in the hood. What the fuck you got?
I know
going
that's
on
just
head,
I'm
bro?
Scared.
Yikes.
This nigga playing growling noises. And shit. Got bobcats fighting on his phone and shit. Like,
yo, there was a sorry. We keep sidewinding, but there was a little kid just growling at me.
I'm sure.
Kept saying hi. He was like, and I was like, all right, you're a dinosaur.
He need home training.
Not a dinosaur. I'm crying.
He wouldn't stop growling, though. It was kind of concerning.
All your issues and all your problems is wiped away. How do you feel? How much fun are you having?
How much fun am I having? I'm just having a blast in a glass. Can't wait.
Like Jimmy Neutron?
Like Jimmy Neutron. Got a blast. try to do as much as I can. And, that's it. I'm just having a blast. I'm, you know, kicking down doors and taking names.
Making any differences in the world or no?
Yeah. I believe that by, you know, focusing on myself and my internal and external mm-hmm. happiness, the world around me will change as well.
Period.
Okay, so I believe
yes.
this too.
Me too.
And,
me three.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of this, like, push for, like, real intention in the community and shit, which I'm not saying is not necessary because it definitely is necessary for us to intentionally get together as a community. Yeah. But the individual journey is so fucking important.
Yeah.
No.
Because, like, community is made up of individuals. So
exactly.
If everybody is not looking to be their best self, whatever that means for them, then it's just like we're going to have
was
a whole
we
bunch,
really doing?
Yeah, like, exactly. You feel me? Like,
exactly.
What are we doing for real?
Right.
You know, everything starts somewhere.
That part.
So, yeah,
stamp that.
I feel that.
Pity it. All right,
so what the fuck we doing this episode about, man?
Now, we're getting into the ball drop, of course. And this is where we keep hope alive during these wild, wild times out here. So at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's, where we watch the spherical light fall. So does anyone have any, like, completed goals as of recent or, you know?
Let's see.
I got one, which I locked down something more study.
Period. We love it. We love it. Live, laugh, love.
While I was in Atlanta, gained 5 pounds.
Oh, okay, period.
That was cool.
Yes.
That was cool.
Good old Southern Atlanta food. Yes.
I was just asleep.
Oh.
Mostly.
You weren't eating?
I mean, I was eating, of course, because it's me.
Probably how you gained the 5 pounds.
But I was eating before that, though. When I was in Atlanta, I didn't really like eat crazy. Mm. It wasn't like I was having Thanksgiving down there. But... yeah, I gained like 5 pounds in Atlanta, and I just been overly more so honest and communicative, and just like I don't care about saying what I have to say, and I mean that in like the most non-asshole way. Like that sounds like some real asshole shit. Where I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna say what I gotta say.
Right,
but. I don't mean it like that. Like, it's really just like, I'm about to get my shit off. And I'm going to listen to you get your shit off, too. But, like, I'm definitely getting my shit off.
Yeah, that part. I absolutely hear that. I remember back in
getting
the day.
Getting my lick back.
Nah, not even my lick back.
I know, I just wanted to say that.
Facts, nah. Because sometimes you got to get your lick back. Word.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, my New Year's resolutions used to always be that I wish that I had no filter like Azealia Banks. Like, that was my New Year's resolution for 3 years in a row. And
not 3 years.
3 years in a row. That was my New Year's resolution.
I mean, that's how I became a sex symbol. So,
oh well, there you go. Period. Yeah. And that's how I lost my filter. So it works.
Yeah, Azealia Banks is a little out there.
I love it. I love it.
She good.
I would say whatever the fuck. Let me see. For me, definitely the working out more consistently. Mm-hmm. The new car. Let me see. Practicing more consistently was a personal goal for me. I mean, these are all personal goals for me. Let me see. I think those are the top three. Those are the top three that come to my head. So those are the top three.
Top three. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Goals for next week.
Yeah.
Mine is.
I gotta pay my rent.
That part.
I hope I've been saying this since the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, damn.
I need to finally make my way to.
Well, you said since the beginning of the pandemic?
Yes.
Addy.
I know. That's why. I know. It's been 2 years. Isn't that crazy? But, you know, we was on lockdown for the first year, so it doesn't count.
Crying.
So it's been a year. But Riverbank Park, you know, 145th. They have this racetrack. I used to go there all the time. I used to play tennis down there, swim. I used to do all these things there. But I was like, I've been dying to just like start running again or like just like moving more or whatever. And I was like, I want to go to, I've been saying the beginning pandemic, I need to go to Riverbank Park and just go on their racetrack and just, you know, because it's like a whole, it's a cute vibe. The water's right there, everything. Yeah. So I hope by next week, since I have some days off before my new gig.
Ain't no hoping.
No, I will.
Take your ass out there.
And right, I'll send it in the group chat.
Right.
And if I don't, I owe y'all $5. And that's what I'm going to be.
So
y'all got to keep me accountable.
100%.
Yes, yes.
I don't even need $5 right now, but 100%.
Right now. Cool, I mean, it could be 2 weeks. Nah. No, next week.
All right. So Addy running.
I don't have the $5 to get, so I have to go.
Yo.
Addy running next week.
I'm crying. Do you have any goals? You said pay the rent.
Wait,
we have the running.
We doing goals now?
Yeah.
All right. That's where we at. That's where we at.
So, yeah, I got to pay my rent this week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Got to pay this rent. I got to knock out a whole bunch of features tomorrow.
Mm.
I need to clean my crib.
Yeah, that's one of them, too.
I've been working so fucking much, bro. Like, I haven't had a chance to, like... I have had a chance to clean, but it's just, like, you'd be so tired. So it's just, like, all I have energy to do is clean my ass.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I'm gonna bathe my ass, and I'm gonna go to sleep.
Right.
Period.
That's it. So, I'm gonna take shrooms this week. I haven't taken shrooms in a while, so I'm gonna do, like, a real crazy trip.
Period.
With intention. And, my heart closed for a minute, so there's some things that I have to heal from, because I had this real numb period over the last couple months that was just dark. But
happy you're out of that.
Oh, I'm always, you know, I'm always gonna come back.
Yes.
But yeah, that's what's on the list right now. And more money, baby. You know what I'm saying? We going for more tips next week.
Yay.
Hurry up.
Ew. Yay. 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 I meant to say yes. And then the yay came out. Oh. Yay. I was
like, crying.
What's your goals, brother?
Definitely to just manifest and acquire more money. Manifest and slay some auditions that I have coming up. Manifesting. Yeah, just jumping back into that realm. Manifesting and acquiring just, you know, money for the brand. What else? Another goal is to maybe that's it. Just a lot of manifesting and acquiring.
You know what I just thought about?
What?
Nigga, if all this money that I made was for me, I'd be lit as fuck.
What?
Word up. Word up. This shit be going to mad other shit, bro. Like, I just spent mad bread on marketing consultation, bro. Like,
yeah.
Bro, if but all this bread was...
That's going to you, though.
I know. But what I'm saying, like, I'm saying, yeah, like...
Like, luckily
just,
to you.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, if I just had this shit to just, like, just blow it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I'd be lit. I'd be lit as fuck.
You
I'm still lit.
Now.
I'm still lit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck that.
I
talk about it.
I'm still lit.
You
regardless.
Making yourself litter, actually, by investing.
I just want a lot of bread, y'all. I want a lot of money.
I want
niggas had a weird childhood.
I mean...
We're going to make it there. We're on the way.
Honestly, sure. But like next year, I see this shit being crazy for real.
Period. Yeah, it's going to be... It's already a movie, yeah. So it's going to be a sequel.
It's a movie! They say the part two ain't as good as the part one, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's looking pretty wild. I'm excited for it. And yeah, I feel like that's about it for me.
Well, drop
we
a gem.
Now? We got
any
Dragos?
Gems? Sorry, what
are you... Yeah, gems.
Right.
Gem
right. Gem
and a gem.
I haven't been here in a while.
Any jemmies this week?
Actually, there is one that Lee said to me very briefly. It's only a risk until it happens. That is a quote from... So,
that's fine.
Yeah, actually, Lee's been studying... Lee's been studying, so there's like different systems of magic, and Lee specifically has been studying chaos magic, and that is a quote he said from chaos. It's only a risk until it happens. Mm. So, yep.
I like that a lot.
Love that. I have no gems this week. I feel like you dropped so many gems too, and I wish I would have screenshot some, but I didn't.
Because
there was some that was like really I resonated with. That you posted.
Resonation.
I'll probably say that shit again.
That part.
Honestly, I be saying a lot of shit over and over. I peep, but it's like later down the line, I'll come back and say it again.
Just circle
in
back.
In a different way. But gems right now, I don't really have any gems for real. All I can say is, man, just do your best, dog. Whatever the fuck your best is, just strive to do your best all the time.
Wow. Ooh, you know, that's so crazy. That's so crazy because, like, so I've been, like, helping out a friend with some shit this week. And he just started watching, like, One Piece a little bit. But, like, he really loves it. It's, like, his favorite anime.
One
blah,
Piece
blah,
is
blah. Great. One Piece is lit. And I don't know. But we got to some conversation. And I was telling him, I was like, look. All you can do is do your best.
Your
I was
best.
Like, and that's like one of the things that I learned actually from One Piece. They say gambare, 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 and that means do your best. It also means a slew of other things, but one of the translations is like do your best because I feel like in American culture, it's always about doing the best.
The
you
best.
Know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel like that's...
Best is not always synonymous with your best.
Exactly. Yeah, so...
Some things you got to work to.
Ganbare.
Yes, so, and just to piggyback off that is just trusting your abilities and your capabilities too. I feel like a lot of people, especially in like our fields, like
definitely,
there's a lot of outside people that's telling us you should do this, you should do that, you should like you need to be doing this, you need to get more organized, you need to do like all these like or like other people who try to like take all your quote unquote negative traits and try to throw it in your face when you're trying to do your fucking best.
Yeah.
I feel like just remember like who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you're capable of. You can take that with a grain of salt or like not at all, and it's okay. Like other people shit, but just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Like
definitely
what other people like say, because that could get into your head a lot. That could like, you know, make you question yourself a lot. And I feel like at the end of the day, like you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. So how the fuck are you even telling me what the fuck I need to do?
Well,
and even if you know what you're doing, like I appreciate, thank you, but this is also my journey. You know?
Thank you.
Like,
the thing about truth is, it could come from anywhere.
Yep.
Really, you know. So it's just like you said, the best thing that you can do is you just take it with a grain of salt, let that shit roll off. Because it's like what the person could be saying could be true, but you don't like their delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't like why they said it.
Or
to
even
you.
If you do like
or
their delivery.
Even if you do like their delivery, even if you just don't feel like hearing that shit right now. Because that's me. That's me all day. Like, nigga, if I don't want no advice, don't tell me shit. I don't give a fuck if you saying the right thing, the wrong thing. Whatever.
Exactly.
Don't say anything.
Reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from Sucker Punch.
Oh, yes. He loves this movie.
Yes.
I fell asleep.
Yes. You know, they basically say angels will shout through demons if they have to. So, you know, that's like the messages will really come from anyone, any place, anything.
You'll know who messages to really take in and who not. That's
I just encourage everyone to, like, before you take heed any advice, just – like, ask yourself if this aligns with who you see yourself being or who you want to be, you know? And just go from there.
Yep.
Which goes into my affirmation, which was the last one last week, but I feel like it's just great because it's just still the wave that I'm on, and I feel like it's a good one. I trust in my ability to make the choices that create my abundance.
Mm.
I trust in my ability to make the choices that create my abundance.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's it. That's been on my...
There's been a lot of abundance flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, damn, that just... I'm having like a lot... I'm having revelations like...
Right now? This happening in real time, guys. I told you.
Crying.
So, like, I'm thinking about the concept of abundance, right? And, like, when we think about abundance, we think about bringing in a lot. Nobody ever talks about how much goes out.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with abundance, because it's literally like the more that the more that you give, like it's undeniable that that's gonna happen. That's kind of crazy.
It's kind of like that, the you know the famous Diddy, the more money, more problems.
Yeah,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because you're taking care.
It's really like that. Like you got more expenses and shit. Like it's crazy.
Right.
It also reminds me of in some systems of. Magic, there is the threefold law, which basically states that, like, anything that, like, you do, like, any type of, like, spell that you cast onto others, like, will come back to you times three, and that goes for, like, hexes and curses, of course, but also, if you're putting out positivity, like, that comes back to you towards three, which I love, because I'll be doing a lot of protection spells for myself and other people, and, like, I feel like my psychic barrier is, yeah, of course, I feel like my psychic barrier is, like, incredibly fucking strong, like,
your psychic barrier?
Yeah, my, like, psychic shield,
yeah,
like, whatever,
niggas really not touching me,
bro. At all, yeah, whatever, like, thought that it could have gotten me, like, a couple of, like, months ago has no chance on, like, breaking through the shit that I have set up right now.
Since I've known you, you've
exactly.
always been like this. Where
exactly.
you feel like it's just getting stronger?
Oh, absolutely. Because I've been innately that powerful without being intentional. Exactly. And now that I'm like really intentional about it, like I walk out, before I walk out the house every day, I like surround myself in like different protection wards and spells and things like that. So it's like knowing nothing. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah, nothing. No, like weak ass little.
I feel like
anything.
I'm getting closer to it too. I'm not fully there of like just like.
Take your time.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm not putting pressure on myself. I feel like the more time I spend by myself is the closer that I get.
Of
course. That's when it happens.
To that feeling.
That's why I be telling people like, yo, my solitude is fucking important, bro. Cause like, there's so much going on there. Like, yeah, I'm not around all y'all niggas and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot happening when I'm by myself.
You're going through
here,
the journey.
Here. You feel
right,
me?
Like, and I'm thinking about all of y'all. Like,
exactly.
How can I be better for all of y'all that y'all
exactly,
y'all want to chill with me? Y'all want me to be around, like, but I'm really like
trying to be the
best. I have to
me.
Like I think I have to like sit down like some of my family and like really like express that again.
Yeah, no,
because
definitely.
I feel myself being distant, but it's not like on purpose. And I could feel them being like, yo, why is she?
And whenever you feel the need to express that, I'm going to say go ahead and do it. Because like usually when you feel that tug is usually when people start to feel like, yo, why are they acting funny? Right. Da, da, da. It's like, yo, not acting funny. I need to get some shit right with me. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I'll do that later. I'll send like a little text because I've been meaning to do that too with like, you know, people who I really care about. So.
I love it. My affirmation. Do you have one too?
Nah, I ain't got one.
My affirmation is I look the fuck good.
I look real good. I'm not even trying to gas you, but I am gonna gas you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just love the blue, and it's something about the blue that is giving me like really good energy.
Thank you.
It's giving me Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Period.
It's
period.
Like so bright.
Yeah.
Like really good, and like you do it yourself all the time.
You look like the only black Dragon Ball Z.
Period. Hello, we out here. Nah, I really been loving it. I always receive great feedback, but I've been receiving like great like random vocal feedback like on the streets.
Yeah,
which, like,
I've seen that shit.
Yeah, that shit.
My sister had blue hair too. We would get stopped.
I love Hanny's blue hair. Hanny, yes.
Blue is next for me too, but I'm gonna love do it like next year. I love the pink.
I was saying to Derek, I was like, I think this is my favorite look thus far. I love all his looks, but I love the pink era too.
Yes, yes.
But this is my favorite one because I like this one. It's so different, and the colors are vibrant.
Yeah, I love it. I have another blue that's waiting. A little turquoise, period. You know? yeah, we got, this is like nothing. We got some more fun stuff coming along
more
the way.
In the
blue realm, yeah. So
we skipping tragos.
Yes.
No traguitos. Or how about if we play it just like one drinking game of you don't drink.
Wow. Talk about the isolation. Well, no, technically there's nothing.
There's nothing.
We can just talk about the fact that, so like, all right, so let's jump into the High Vibration Handbook of How To's. Yeah. This is the last chapter.
The last one. Oh my gosh, we made it through
second
season
to last.
Five.
Yeah, our how-to is
so crazy.
How to recap the season, like really quickly.
We had the best motherfucking guest host. I'm just gonna start with
Period. Yes.
Fucking showing up, sharing everything online, putting us on.
Yes, we gonna show love.
It was a lit season with
your
two. We
energy,
loved every second.
Your fucking commentary, like your thoughts. Thank you so much too. Like it's always so real, rap raw shit.
Yeah.
Like you're so authentic. You're so genuine. You're so humble, but with a little bit of,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's been great.
I think you just was like the perfect addition.
I thank y'all, honestly, for allowing me to, be here, for allowing me to come. Or even expressing
interest. And still
interest.
Doing your music shit while,
oh,
like,
oh, yeah, that shit
know?
Ain't ever going to stop. That's
Period.
My heart. That's my baby right there.
Hello.
I mean? So, like, that ain't going to stop ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I definitely appreciate y'all bringing me up here because it's made me, like, a more vocal person overall as far as, like, expressing my thoughts and feelings and shit and being able to get those across in, like, a concise way. Yeah, like, my people skills have definitely grown through this.
Love it.
Just off of having constant interactions with y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's helped me become more organized with my own work and stuff, just how y'all operate and handle things, all the fucking Google Docs, agreements, and all of the things, you know what I'm saying? So it's just been playing a key part in getting me more business-minded and moving more like a CEO with my own
shit.
And conducting business with my own team and stuff like that, so... Yeah, man, like this has been a great opportunity for real.
Beautiful.
I'm super appreciative.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Addy pretty much said everything, but yeah, like it's just been a great ride. I think you just like perfectly like fit the vibe. Like you've had like your own thoughts and perspectives on things that have been like very you, but at the same time you also like align with us in a very kismatic way as well. I didn't even know I knew that word, but yeah.
Hey, what the fuck
did you do? I never heard of it. Me neither, but
wait, which word?
I used to always do this when I was younger. I used to just
charismatic?
Like no, kismatic.
Kismatic.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Charismatic.
Nope, but dictionary. Yeah, yeah, I'm like, it has to mean something. This used to always happen to me when I was younger. I used to just like say shit,
and it used to fit in right.
I love it.
That shit happens to me when I'm on live, actually.
Yeah,
I do that shit on live.
I just got a deja vu of when you came I think one of our first episodes of New York Dose too. That when you came with the E&J with the
that was the first episode that I ever did.
Yeah,
with
them. And we were just starting out as New York Dose.
Mm-hmm.
He can't fuck you like I fuck you, right?
Oh, yes.
That's like still one of my favorite episodes. Yeah, I mean, I have many, but that's like one of the top. Yo, your dreads, you were a whole different.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
I got so different lit too. That day. We bro. Got so drunk.
I don't remember how that night ended. Like, at all. Like, all I know is that I was at the shit. We was doing the podcast and I was drinking.
Yo.
And that was all she wrote.
Yeah. Period.
That E&J was done.
Period.
I know that. And it was just like, damn, yeah, man, my E&J days is done.
And did you think that you would be here still with us from that moment to now?
I can honestly say that I didn't think that I was going to be like in this seat being a season 5 guest host at all. Like, will we still be cool and shit? 100,000%. But I did not, nah. I didn't see that. Yeah. I didn't even know that I had some shit like this in me, bro. Like, I kinda,
that's how I felt when I started podcasting, too.
I just kind of, like, came to the realization or came to accept that I like to talk. Like, this year type shit. I was like, damn, I like to talk.
I'm crying, which is mad funny because this nigga used to always stay calling me chatty. And look who it was all along.
Just have to give your platform to.
But it's like I'm very selectively
chatty.
You
have a voice.
Chatty,
you know? Yeah, everyone has a voice.
I don't like to talk
about
nothing.
Yeah, me too. I'm very
like
selective.
Like to talk about nothing all day. Like, I don't want to talk about nothing.
All right.
No, super real.
No, I'm just thinking of season 5.
Yeah, no, it's
like,
been.
Because we came off the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we
I want to touch. I want to touch on the theme of season.
Yes, the theme.
Because
yes.
I feel like that was very. That was just great. It was the high
lit.
Vibrational handbook of how
everybody
to like
everybody loved when I explained it. They're like, "That's so amazing!"
Yeah,
that's
right.
Like, yes.
That's
tune
voice.
In, motherfucker. Subscribe.
The voice. Yeah. No. Good point. Yeah. I think that we were in a place to allow that to in order to pull that theme like from the ethos because I think like we needed it. I think like the world needed
that
it.
That was
we
necessary.
Just, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was necessary.
It was forcing us to like reflect.
Exactly.
You know
reflect, check in with one another, figure out how to be like just better humans because like where is this shit steering? You know what I mean? Like fuck all the material, like where are our souls going, you know?
Right.
So yeah, this has been a very ascending season for me. And then like after this, right? I mean like the whole point, well, not the whole point, but like a major point of the season was to literally create the audio high vibration handbook of how to. So and you know, in NFT format. So that's our next big project.
Yeah, I was gonna say I wanna kind of like talk about how that's gonna happen after.
Yeah, for sure. We can talk about that on the bonus actual last episode that's coming out for the subscribers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we live, laugh, love. But other than that,
any
last words?
We just all day we were like, yeah. I mean, I'm just thankful for all of y'all and for my team here too, and for the so many amazing things are gonna be coming in season 6.
So
we're not gonna say much again. You have to do subscribe to that subscriber episode only, private only, VIP.
I ain't even thrown nothing in the pot yet.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
to know of all the tea and all the amazing things that are coming. But I am super, super, just grateful. And thank you all for tuning in. For your messages, for your likes, for sharing, please continue to do so. We hope that we helped you as well to reflect and just, you know, be better and to ascend higher and higher, and it's only up from here.
That part.
Sersky, like my boy Surf Boy Max say, we up for life.
Okay. Up for life, up yes. For life. Another beautiful episode. Yeah, thank you all so much. Again, as Addy has stated, like season six is going to be crazy. We have so much change, shiftings, partnerships. There's just a lot in store.
It's just
gonna be
in
lit.
New York, we still here, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you know, if you're listening to the New York Dose and you have yet to put a friend on, put that friend on. Okay, please. Get them to, you know, subscribe to the episode normally, financially, whatever you want to do. But yeah, let's build up this New York Dose empire, because it's about to be a wild ride in season six.
Don't miss the train, y'all. Okay, don't hello. Miss the train.
Chew, motherfucking chew.
The train is here.
But this episode was produced by the board of the New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer and editor for the last time is me. Photos, YouTube, that's right.
Well, that's one of the things. I'll be back engineering.
Y'all, the last time. Photos, YouTube footage, and social media things were covered by myself and Adeloso this episode. Shout out to the rest of the team of the season: Hassan, Teek, Jilu, Lenny, Alexis, MB. And if you want to like be a guest or want something, yeah, if you want to be a guest, want to chill, want press, have opportunities for us, in terms of next season, you can reach out to us at info@thenewyorkdose.com or on IG. And don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby.
What I say, it's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.